Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Lisey Goranson has played Becky since the days of Roseanne back in the late 80s and continues that role on The Conners on ABC, which just kicked off its new season. And talk about it all, it's my friend Lisey Goranson. Lisey, how are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm doing well. Becky can't stop, won't stop.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So how was your summer? Like, you know, I know it seems like probably a million years ago already, but did you, I know you spent a little time in Chicago. You spent some time probably in New York. Like, what'd you do for fun?
Well, I had a wonderful summer. I was in New York, and that's where I've lived for a long time. So I caught up with all my girlfriends, and we had some fun. And then I went to Chicago quite a few times, including one trip where I threw out the first pitch at Wrigley for the first time, which was absolutely a dream come true.
I bet. I saw pictures. I saw a very cool jersey on you.
From my favorite WGN radio host.
Who was that? Bob Surratt? You tell me. Yeah, I know it was me. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but I saw that. I saw the pics from that. Yeah, I would think that's a dream come true for someone who's been a Cubs fan all of her life, been in Wrigley a million times, and now you're on the field. How cool is that?
It was just beyond. You know, I had friends who were already in town, flew in for my high school reunion. Not going to say which one.
Okay.
But whatever, it's my 30th. But so they were in the house, they were in the bleachers, and my dad and my brother were there, and it was magical. And I, you know, a lot of people said I was going to be nervous, but I wasn't. I was ready to play ball. I had this kind of unreasonable expectation that Grandpa Rossi would actually put me in one inning, the pitch. So that's how effective it was for my 8-year-old lizard brain.
You know what? You might have done a better job. It's a tough season, man. I mean, I am not a fair weather fan, but it's tough. But we're kind of in the same place, though, Lisey, as we were in 2014, really, right before, 2 years before we won the World Series. I mean, we were kind of in exactly that same place.
Oh, what are you trying to say, Dave?
I'm saying that, you know, you keep your hopes up, but that team came together very quickly. And after a couple really crappy seasons, I mean, hello, we were in the World Series. So you never know.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
And that's part of the fun of being a Cubs fan is you think you know, and then you really never do.
Yeah, that's true. All right, what did you eat when you were there? That's most important. Like, what did you snack on? Because there's a vegetarian hot dog, I think, they do there now.
There is, and I'm so grateful for that because you can get it with all the fixings, all the Chicago fixings, and it's really exciting. There was a long stretch there where I couldn't get a dog at the ballpark because they didn't have veggie dogs.
Yeah.
So I know I'll have whatever 3/4 of Chicago is going, oh, come on, just eat a real dog, Lisey, Vienna beef. But no, I'm a vegetarian.
It's probably a lot better for you. And it probably tastes exact. With all the fixings on it, you probably couldn't tell the difference, you know, but it's probably
delicious.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I celebrate it. To me, it's a gourmet meal.
Yeah, I agree. So now, what kind of beer? Let me ask you that. What kind of beer do you have?
Oh, you got to do an old style.
Oh, I mean, yes. Good for you. That's right.
Yeah,
we talked about this.
It's funny when I go to spring training and I'll be at the bar. You know, I've been just by myself before and there'll be like a bunch of dudes at the bar and the bartender will get my order and I'll say, old style, please. And then the whole bar will cheer.
I would think so.
The woman after our own heart, cheap old style beer, you know.
Well, we're talking to Lisey Goranson of ABC's The Conners, and there's more with her after a look at your traffic, Mayor. Dave Plyer, 720 WGN. We're talking to Lisey Goranson of The Conners. Bears season's underway. They're 2-1, and you know, so are the Vikings and the Packers, by the way, so we're right there. Giants are 2-1, who are playing this week. Most sports betting sites say the Bears are going to win this weekend.
I love that. And yeah. I live right outside of New York. And of course, this year, the Bears are going to be at the Meadowlands twice for the Jets and Giants. And so I'm thinking, oh my God, I can't believe I'm not there, but I have to work the very next day. But in my spirit,
yeah.
I would be at both of those games. But I think I'll be able to catch the Bills December 24th game. Look out for me at the tailgate, freezing my butt off.
Christmas Eve. I love that. You were at a game last year in L.A., though, weren't you, when the Bears were out there?
Yeah. Well, the Bears were at SoFi Stadium, their very first game there. So was very exciting and very difficult to navigate because it was so new that nobody – and it's kind of a confusing place anyway. It's beautiful and wonderful, but like getting your in the seat, I told all the crew I work with who are going to their various teams, I guess who are going to lose to the Rams ultimately, you know, give yourself a good half hour before because you're going to go up the escalator and down the escalator and up the stairs and around and you'll at some point you're going to think you're never going to make the game, but apparently, that's kind of the model of the new, you know, speaking of the Bears, this Arlington Heights move. Uh-huh. I think a lot of people are kind of, you know, seeing this SoFi Stadium and going, wow, look at that. You know,
agree.
It's like, who has the biggest TV? And SoFi definitely does.
They do.
So it's like, we want that TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is going to be a great experience. And you know what? I know the mayor here is like, oh, you know, back when they first announced it, you know, you can't call yourself the Chicago Bears. There's at least a half dozen football teams that aren't in the city that they're named after. So you know what? It's going to be fine.
Well, yeah. I mean, both the Jets and Giants play New Jersey. And, you know, I know that far too well. It's like, just call one of them New Jersey.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. You could. You absolutely could. You absolutely could. So now we got our sports stuff out of the way. I mean, now you're back on set.
And we got the important stuff out of the way.
That is the important stuff. I know it is. I saw the season premiere. I haven't seen the second episode yet. It's funky every time there's a new opening because that opening is so iconic and, you know, new cast members coming in, cast members going out. But a fun kickoff to the season. And I really think that, you know, and I don't know how many writers are left over from the original series, but I think you've just maintained, like the whole series has maintained that kind of snarky, fun comedy that it's always been.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, I mean, we didn't say it, but you could assume that the Connors went to Wisconsin Dells. At least half of us in that first episode. The other half was probably somewhere in Michigan or whatever.
Right.
So we were doing the appropriate Chicago vacations.
Right.
I love that. You know, I don't know if it's this next episode or the one after, but Becky's going to Ravinia.
Oh,
and
get
she's
out.
Really, it's funny, the writers called it The Ravinia, and I said, no. There's no The Ravinia. It's just Ravinia. So, you know, I love kind of sharing the world that I love, that is the greater Chicagoland area, with people out here. And that's, you know, to keep the show grounded, people do their research and then these kind of local haunts come up and Becky gets to go to the Dells and go to Ravinia and all this stuff. So it's pretty cool in that way.
I love the Ravinia, like the Jewels. See, we would call it the Jewels as a joke here, but you can't call it. But you can't call it the Ravinia. That's exactly right.
That's true. Maybe that's what they were thinking. They heard the Jewels.
Maybe. Yeah, they heard it from you, probably, on the set. The Jewels.
That's right.
The Jewels. Here's what I did hear, that Estelle Parsons, who played Roseanne's mom, your grandmother, on the show, is hopefully coming back this season. They're trying to get her. 95, almost 95 years old. And I was looking just at her background because I know she's a familiar face even before the Connors and Roseanne, but Academy Award winner, was in Bonnie and Clyde before
we
were born.
I, I watched her. I don't think I told her, but I watched her award acceptance speech from that year from Bonnie and Clyde, and I was just in tears. I mean, this woman we all loved so much. She is such a incredible force, a brilliant actress, a brilliant director. She was running the Actors Studio for a long, long time.
Oh.
And is still really active there. She's a mentor. And do yourself a favor, check out that speech. She's
okay.
Beautiful and elegant and eloquent and all the things that actors want to be.
That's very cool.
When they grow up.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. I was looking at her background. Like, she was a commentator on the early days of the Today Show, which is crazy. She told...
Yeah, she was one of the first newscasters in America.
Yeah, yeah, female newscaster. And then... told Johnny Carson once that her first boyfriend ever back in the 1940s was actor Jack Lemmon.
Oh, my God. I love that. It's so good.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember seeing like on All in the Family. I know she's done Law and Order. She's done The Good Wife. She's been on Grace and Frankie. I mean, the woman keeps working at, and I think that's probably what has kept her, you know, with us as long as she has been, you know?
I mean, she is a miracle of nature. And one of our ADs said to her, you know, I want to be Estelle when I grow up. And Estelle said, me too, which I don't know exactly what that means, but I think it means that we're all works in progress. But, you know, in New York, I get to see her. And that's one of the many reasons I miss New York when I'm out in L.A. But I'm wildly excited that she's coming back.
You know, you get the best of all worlds. I mean, you do. I mean, you're in New York, you're in LA, and you're in Chicago. You get a little taste of everything.
You know, it's really true. Of course, I'm partial to Chicago, and I've lived in New York for a long time, but LA is fun too. I mean, the food here is great. This is the industry I work in. It's exciting. And, So, yeah,
very,
you don't lie.
Yeah.
I'm lucky.
You're lucky. Absolutely. Well, new season of The Conners. It's going to be great. Airs Wednesdays at 7 Central on ABC. Always a pleasure, Lisi, catching up with you. And let's not make it so long next time, okay?
Absolutely not. But, Dave, we got to follow through with Giordano's about those pizzas. Definitely, the crust with the old style in it and the dessert pizza with Frango mints. We got to, you know.
Okay. Next time you're in town, remind me and let's connect with these people again because I don't think we met with the chef and let's go do that.
Yeah, we got to do that.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Lisi.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. News is next here on 720 WGN.